The words of the last verse to the letter of the Hebrews we just heard a moment ago ring especially clear and true when paired with our gospel reading from John today. The words are these: "Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart." There's nothing more foundation-shaking and trust-breaking than to have a friend let you down or treat you badly. In our recent struggling in talking about forgiveness on our Wednesday night classes, it was generally agreed in the class and from experts that the offense that is most difficult to forgive is one perpetrated by someone who is trusted. When a friend deceives or a spouse is unfaithful, when someone we are close to steals from us or spreads misinformation that is derogatory, we have a difficult time letting go. Our foundation of trust is shaken, and that's something that's hard to repair and recover from. And here tonight, we have the story of the beginning of the end of a friendship. We have one friend betraying another, and not in some slight or hurtful way, but in a way that will lead to a loss of life, to death. We're so familiar with this story and its implications that perhaps we forget that Judas and Jesus were initially very close. It's easy from our vantage point to think of Judas as the one that was a hanger-on, lurking in the shadows, waiting to pull off his coup. But from all indication and from the information we have in Scripture, which is really not all that much, Judas was every much a part of the inner circle as the other disciples. At some point, Jesus realized that Judas was falling away and would, in fact, betray him. But even then, Judas was at the table with him, included in the meal along with the other 11. Jesus did not throw him out or deny him or exclude him. He, even the one he knew would turn against him, was at that table with him for an intimate dinner. That's the one the author of the letter of Hebrews would have us keep in mind to boost our strength and encourage us to keep going, even when we are met with hostility and betrayal. When we look through the Psalms, we see that hardship and betrayal are not a new phenomenon. Time and again, the psalmists cry out to God to save them from those who would harm them. In one breath, the cry goes out to God from the darkest places of pain and frustration. And in the next, the psalmist regales the goodness of God and proclaims God's wondrous deeds and worthiness of praise. "Rescue me from the evildoers and save me from those who thirst for my blood," is the plea in Psalm 58. In Psalm 64, the psalmist begs, "Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the mob of evildoers. They sharpen their tongue like a sword and aim their bitter words like arrows." In Psalm 69, the situation that the psalmist endures is almost more than he can take. "I am sinking in mire, and there is no firm ground for my feet. I've come into deep waters, and the torrent washes over me. I have grown weary with my crying. My throat is inflamed. My eyes have failed from looking for my God." The situation has gotten so bad that we hear several verses later from the psalmist that those who sit at the gates, which are beggars and lepers, murmur against me, and drunkards make their songs mocking me. And you know, that's bad when beggars make fun of you and drunkards sing songs mocking you. The Psalms are filled with cries from human experience of being let down, betrayed, even sought out by one's enemies. Psalm 41 seems to foretell the events that are unfolding in John's Gospel as we heard it tonight. Verse 9 reads, "Even my best friend whom I trusted, who broke bread with me, has lifted up his heel and turned against me." We are not alone when we go through times of hardship, times when we think we've been totally deserted or even betrayed. Many have experienced the very devastation and hurt that we experience. Even Christ himself was betrayed by his friend. We're never left alone, no matter what we experience in life. The author of Hebrews also reminds us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who will show us the way in the darkness, the way through the darkness. We are called to join with Christ, who promised to be with us even to the end of the ages, and with the great cloud of witnesses, the psalmist among them. We're encouraged to cry out to God in our times of trial and put our faith and trust in him. We are not left alone to suffer as those with no hope. Remember Jesus' final prayer on the cross? He asks his Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Does that "them" include Judas, his friend who betrayed him to the point on this cross? Does that "them" include those who have hurt and betrayed our trust? Does that "them" include us? In all ways, in all things, at all times, and in all places, we are not alone. Amen.